The Morning Playhouse.
Oh my God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.
That is Bruno Mars with Treasure here in the Playhouse. Y94 is the number one hit music station playing all the hits for Zero Rat and Maggie. Good morning. 6:22 in the morning and 49 degrees outside right now in Fargo, Moorhead. Today is going to be a little cool, rainy, not super great outside at all. That rain probably especially going to hit us later on in the afternoon and evening. Kind of a fall day in the valley today in Fargo, Moorhead. At 7:10 is your very first shot at picking your purse in 194's Pick Your Purse. We play three times a day, 7:10, 11:10, and a 3:10. Your very first opportunity to pick your purse at 7:10 this morning. If you've yet to register, make sure you do so online at y94.com. It is the easiest way we've ever played Pick Your Purse. And the real nice thing is if you're a little bit busy and you have kind of a hectic day, and in years past you're like, the game board thing's just too much for me, I can't do it, I got a job, people, this is fine. I mean, it works a lot better for you now, because if you were to miss one, it's not the end of the world, unless we call your name.
Yes.
Hopefully you have friends that will text you. That would kind of suck, but it's a little bit easier now to play and not so apocalyptic should you miss one of the times we play. And additionally, you now more so than ever have the ability to actually pick your purse. Now it's not just like, well, sweet, you happen to make a match of Britney Spears, here's her purse. As much as I know you enjoyed the Coach bag or whatever you got, now you literally look at y94.com and say, I want that one. I'm going to ask you something a little bit, Maggie, and I want you to be prepared for it.
Oh, God.
You look at the current lineup at y94.com so that later you can tell me which one you would choose.
Oh, I already know.
Oh, tell me.
The purple Coach.
Purple Coach.
Or no, is it? No, it's Kate Spade. My bad.
Kate Spade. My bad. It's all
my
good.
Bad.
So the purple Kate Spade,
yes,
is the one you would grab and run out of here with, should you?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling me is that's no longer in our office.
Maybe not.
Well, I want to transition to that wonderful part of the show that we like to do at least once a week, where we check Craigslist misconnections. Now, a misconnection is this. You're out in public and you go, that person's damn fine. But here's the deal. You don't walk up to them. You don't actually connect with them. So what you do is you go down to the basement of your mother's house and you load up her computer with dial-up internet. And once it's connected to AOL online, you've got mail. You go ahead and log on to Craigslist Misconnections and post all about the encounter at Cashwise or wherever you saw this person. But alas, not everybody checks Craigslist Misconnections on the regular. But guess what? We check it every day, multiple times. So we're able to share with you these on our airwaves, and perhaps one is about you. Maggie, what one are you digging on this week?
I think I'm going to have to go office mate, man for woman, 29, from Fargo. We've worked together for a while now and are already on friendly terms. There's a Halloween party coming up, and I think we should go together, but I'm too shy to ask you. We've joked about how your black cat always looks scared and mean, but is actually passive and has never hurt anyone. I know this is a long shot, but if you see this, Jay.
So an office mate,
mm-hmm.
You work with somebody who thinks kind of into you, you have a Halloween party on the way, and you work with somebody that starts with the first initial J. Perhaps it's kind of interesting that he's talking a Halloween party, and she has a black cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I got one you like.
Pink-haired girl at Lowe's, woman for woman, 25 Fargo. Something brought you to Lowe's early this morning, and you were dressed to kill. I watched you walk by. You made my jaw drop. You were wearing all black, tall, wavy, short pink hair, smoky eyeshadow. I missed my chance to say hi, but I would really love to know you. I'm the alternative type like you and want to meet more cool people. I hope you see this and aren't shy. Keep rocking it.
I tell you, the girl that is like confident enough in herself and fun enough that she would go and do the bright pink hair, probably the type of one that you could walk up to and just be like, hey, what's up? And strike up a pretty interesting conversation. That was an opportunity missed.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's a Lowe's shopper. And everybody knows the people that shop at Lowe's are the like edgy, like I live life in the moment type of people.
I do stuff.
It quite truly is. I will go with, here's a short and sweet one. Redhead, man for woman, age 24. We work out at the same gym and I saw you about 2 days ago. You have a great body, red hair, and glasses. You were on the elliptical. Tell me what gym and maybe send a pic. we could hang out. Now, this is a short but sweet instance of cute girl at gym getting stared at intently by creepy guy across from the gym. Maggie, please describe to me how horrible it is to be a woman at the gym.
It can get awkward. It can get very awkward with the staring and the, I don't know.
Being a girl at the gym, I've never done it, but I can see from the outside, this is an experience that is so creepy and uncomfortable that it has spawned a gym for women. Curves. Curves exist because it's that bad. Like, gentlemen, we are that awful. They made a gym that we can't go
it's
to.
True.
But then
it's
we all
true.
Know that guy who doesn't get it is like, that's just not fair. Why do they have a girl just for a gym for girls? Because of guys like you.
Yes. Exactly for you. Which one you want to grab that one about the building there?
You live in my building, woman for man 21. Well, you're usually sitting in the bed of your blue truck outside of our apartment building,
creepy.
Smoking a cigarette. I've only talked to you once, and it was to apologize for shining my car lights on you while I ran inside to get my bags. I'm usually running past you to get to work, and then when I come back, you're there. I always pray to God I at least look good running. I could use some company around here. I just moved in.
There is an interesting kind of uniqueness to this one. And that, unless I'm misunderstanding, it's the jogger that's interested in the person watching them jog, as opposed to the creepy guy staring at the girl jogging.
See, I don't even know if he's, like, out there to stare at her. He's just sitting on his truck smoking. Yeah, and she's the one running by him.
That's the weird part. They're always there smoking a cigarette in the back of the truck.
Also, creepy guy sitting in the bed of his pickup truck. I'm surprised there's a random lady interested in you. I think you should take her up on this, because it probably doesn't happen for you often. I'm going to be selfish and steal this one about the pregnant lady.
Okay.
This one is titled, Pregnant Lady at Target, Man for Woman. You are pregnant and look to be picking up a few groceries. I guess maybe you are about 7 months, perhaps 8. You are blonde, you had longer hair, and are a very beautiful pregnant woman. I don't know if you're with the baby daddy. If no, I'd be interested in spending some time with you. There's something I've always found attractive about pregnancy and pregnant women. And I would love to rub some oils and lotions all over your large, pregnant belly, which is about to have life spring from it, a most magical moment. If you or, honestly, any other pregnant woman in Fargo sees this and want to remember what it feels like to be sexy, you know, before you were pregnant, email me. God knows you can't get pregnant again because you're already pregnant.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of him?
There are no words for him. That's terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying.
That's probably the creepiest misconnection we've ever read.
Maybe he just wants to help women with their stretch marks.
No,
yeah, I guess so. I want to rub some oils and lotion all over your big pregnant belly.
Get away. Yuck.
So be careful the next time you go to Target if you're pregnant, because this guy's apparently out there. This has been Misconnection. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Speed Therapy on the way.
You think I can't hear it? The Y94 Morning Playhouse. The stench of filth and lust is all over this room. With Zero Rat and Maggie.
It smells like frickin' Tijuana. Y9.